Okay, today's date is 9-5 still. This is chart review. This is Texas Emergency Hospital. And this is Dr. Ahamnese, A-H-A-M-N-E-Z-E, patient seen on 9-2-2023, 9-2-2023. Next patient is A-R, is an 11-year-old young lady with left-sided chest pain, lab chest x-ray EKG with your normal limits, treated with most Motrin and Pepcid, sent home. Mom said they don't speak English. My next patient is Y-Y, 16-year-old with difficulty breathing, history of asthma, chest x-ray says asthma, swab test negative, lab okay, treated with solumedrol in the emergency room, then given albuterol and prednisone, doing fantastic, very happy with Dr. A. Next patient is BT, is a 22-year-old with pain in their stomach pain. Dr. A ordered a urine analysis and a KUB, diagnosed with constipation. No number was left in the emergency room. There must have been a good reason not to order CT, because she orders CT of the abdomen and all abdominal pains. Could not talk to the patient. Next patient is EB. He's an 8-year-old with left-sided pain, diagnosed with UTI constipation. Workup included CBC, CMP, urinalysis, CT. On antibiotics, doing fantastic. Mom was very happy. Next patient is GC. He's a 5-year-old with chest congestion, vomiting, and wheezing, given steroids, Xopenex. Actually, the patient was tachycardic, tachypneic, or TUSAT 95%. Chest x-ray showed viral pneumonia, so patient appropriately was shipped to Texas Children. Left message for mom to call back. Next patient is ES, is a 39-year-old male complaining of feeling sick. Apparently, he has a history of schizophrenia. Lab tests were negative. Tri County took over the case. The phone number that was left belongs to somebody else. Next patient is CS, is a 67-year-old with wrist pain after a fall. 67-year-old female with wrist pain, diagnosed with fractured radius and ulnar styloid fracture. Tramadol and Motrin given. Left message for them to call me back, for a patient to call me back. Next patient is HS, is a 38-year-old burn on the left hand from a radiator. Treated with Bactroban, Motrin, and Tramadol. Voice box, the voicemail box was full. The next patient is, but the burn areas were tiny. Next patient is DC, is a 41-year-old female with diarrhea, cough, congestion, sweats. She thought she had COVID, but swab tests were negative, diagnosed with URI bronchitis. Sent home with Tessalon and Amoxil. Phone number not in service. KH, 30-year-old involved in a motor vehicle accident, complaining of neck and shoulder. Both x-rays of C-spine shoulder were negative, treated with Motrin and Flexrail. Very happy with the care. The daughter of this last patient is SH, 6-year-old involved in the same motor vehicle accident, complaining of headache and body aches. No x-rays were done in a 6-year-old, but diagnosed with contusion. Doing well, mom was very happy. Next patient is WO, is a 68-year-old male with pain in the left leg, left hip, and thigh, secondary to trauma. X-ray shows severe DJD, treated with Trodol in the emergency room, sent home with Tramadol and Diclofenac, doing fantastic. Love the doctor. Next patient is VL, 6-year-old with earache, nasal congestion, swab test negative, diagnosed with otitis media, treated with Amoxil. The voicemail is full. Next patient is DB, is a 55-year-old male, just had stent placed 2 days ago. Subsequently, patient was given clonopin after the cardiac workup were negative in the emergency room, and there was no chest pain, no shortness of breath. Patient has a history of anxiety and was off his Lexapro, back on his Lexapro, and given 7 clonopin to go home on. Patient was very happy with the care received. Next patient is GR, 11-month-old baby threw up 6 times at home, swab test negative, otitis media diagnosed, given amoxicillin fluid in the emergency room, sent home. Mom was very happy with the care. Next patient is MC, 32-year-old woman with dizziness, confusion, fainting, lots of psych issues, vitals were stable, white count 16,000. Dr. A checked the white count with CBC, CMP, swab test, TSH, urine analysis, CT of the head, chest x-ray, all negative. Patient had no other symptoms, no fever or any other signs of infection, was told to follow up with her PCP today. She did not answer the phone. Next patient is GC, the 27-year-old with stomach pain. After a complete workup, including CBC, CMP, UA, UDS, amylase, lipase were negative, H. pylori turned out positive, and she was treated with omeprazole, flagyl, and amoxicillin. And left message for patient to call me back. Thank you.